let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught that Gilgal Shvuim in our Torah is derived from the pasuk of Saita, Amen, Amen, Shalei Satisi, Arusa, Benesua. However, the Gemara asks, Ashkechan Saita di Isura, Memoinim in Olam. Therefore, the Gemara adds that Gilgal Shvuim regarding Mammon is derived through Kavochemer from Saita. If the shvua of a seita, which cannot be imposed on her through a single witness, nevertheless can be megalgal other shvuas, mammon shenitnali tava be'ed echad ein adin shemegalgalin, it follows that shvua of a mammon, which can be imposed through a single witness, can certainly be megalgal other shvuas. The Gemara continues to ask, Ashkechan bevadai safek minolan. The Kavachemer includes only Gilgal Shvuah for a Tainas Vadai, a definite claim, because the initial Shvuah of Mammon is only for a Tainas Vadai. Therefore, it can only be Megalgal Shvuah for a Tainas Vadai. However, it does not include a Gilgal Shvuah for a Tainas Safik, an uncertain claim, such as Shutfin, a partnership that was dissolved, in which they wish to be Megalgal Shvuah for a possible claim. And although the Shvuah of Saita is also a Tainas Safik, however, as Rashi explains, Kol Shvuah is Safik, the initial Shvuah of a Saita is also for a Tainas Safik. Therefore, it can also be Megalgal Shvuah for a Safik. The Gemara answers that Gilgal Shvuah for Tainas Safik is derived through a Mametzinu. Nemer Shvuah Bachutz, v'nemer Shvuah Bifnim. A Shvuah for a Mammon is made in Bezdin, and the Shvuah of a Saita is made in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma Shvuah Hamurim Bifnim, Asa Ba Safik Kevadai. Av Shvuah Hamur Bachutz, Asa Ba Safik Kevadai. Just as regarding Saita, Gilgal Shvuah applies even to a Tainas Safik, so too, regarding Mammon, Gilgal Shvuah applies even to a Tainas Safik. Zakta the Mishnah, Kol Anasa Dama Ba'achar, regarding all items that the buyer gives the seller to acquire the sale item, Kimet Shazach HaZeh, Neschayv HaZeh B'Chalifav. When the Mecher accepts the item, the Kinyan is complete, and that the Lekech immediately acquires the item, even though it is still in the Mecher's domain, and as Rashi says, therefore, Im Nevdu Olav L'Shalom HaMois. If afterward the item is lost or ruined, the Lekech must still pay the Meicher because he already owned the item through the Kinyan. The Gemara offers three approaches in understanding the Mishnah. The Gemara initially suggests that Kol Anasa Damim refers to Matpeya, money, and the Mishnah concurs with the opinion of Matpeya Anasa Chalipin. Money can also accomplish a Kinyan Chalipin, and if it was given as Chalipin, the Kinyan is complete. However, if the money was given as payment, the Kinyan is not complete because Mois Ein Kainis, money cannot acquire Metatlin. And the continuation of the Mishnah teaches a second halacha that peiros avdi chalipin. All other items can also accomplish a kinyan chalipin, and therefore, hechlif shor bepara oich hamor b'shor, if the lekech gave his ox to the meicher in exchange of a cow or his donkey for an ox, kimin shazach hazeh neschay v'zeh b'chalifav. The Gemara, however, rejects this because the Mishnah cannot be referring to matbeah, because as Rashi explains, kaimelon ein matbeah nasi chalipin. The accepted ruling is that money cannot accomplish kinyan chalipin. Therefore, the Gemara says that kol anasa bedamim is not referring to money, but must be understood as kol anishim damim ba'achar, any item of undetermined value. And the Mishnah teaches only one halacha, that peiros avdi chalipin. All items besides money can accomplish kinyan chalipin. And therefore, kibin shazach hazeh neschay b'chalipin. If the peiros were given as chalipin, the kinyan is complete, as in the case of hechlif shor bepara or chamor b'shor. The Gemara continues, however, according to Rav Nachman, who holds Peiros Loyav de Chalipin, all items cannot accomplish Kinyan Chalipin, because the Pasuk specifies Na'al, a shoe, or any Kli, a utensil. Therefore, the Mishnah must be understood as follows. Yesh Damim Shehein Kechalipin. There is a case in which money can also accomplish a Kinyan, as Chalipin does. Keitzad, Hechlev Demei Shor Bepara Oy Demei Chamor Beshor, as Rashi explains. First, the Meicher sold an ox for the price of one mana. The Lekech then acquired the ox by Meshicha and owes the Meicher one mana. The Meicher then decided to accept the Lekech's cow in lieu of the mana and said to the Lekech, Hari hamois shatachayevli nesunim loch b'dameha. The money that you owe me, you may keep in exchange for your cow. Mois halalu kainim b'loi Meshicha sapar kichalif in the kelim. The Meicher then immediately acquires the cow, even without Meshicha, as if he had accomplished a Kinyan Chalipin. As the Gemara explains, Reb Nachman must hold like Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. Midaraisa money does acquire Matatlin. It is only Midrabbanan that only Meshicha acquires Matatlin, but not Mois, because of Gezerah Shemayyemer Nisrafecha Chitecha Ba'aliyah, out of concern that if the Lekeach only paid for the item, but did not perform mashicha and remove it from the meicher's property. In the event of a fire, the meicher would not try to save the item because it already belongs to the lekeach. And therefore, there is a distinction. Milsa de shchiach gazav rabbanu. The rabbanu initiated mois and kindness only for a common sale, where the lekeach pays the meicher with actual money. Milsa de shchiach legazav rabbanu. The rabbanu did not initiate this gezerah for an uncommon case, such as where the lekeach pays the meicher with a debt. However, according to Rish Lakish, who holds mois ain't kindness midiraisa, there's no distinction, and in all cases mois ain't kindness, and we must say that Rish Lakish holds peiris abdi chalifin, and the Mishnah taught only that halacha. Zak the Mishnah, Rishus hagavaya bekesef. If Hektish buys or sells an item, the sale is effective only when the money is paid. Rishus hahedyit bechazaka. If a common person buys or sells an item to another hedyit, the sale is effective only when the lekeach performs mashicha, as the Brice elaborates. Gizbar shenasin mois bebehema, afila behema beseifa oilam kana. If Hektish pays money for an animal, the animal is immediately acquired by Hektish, even if it was at the other end of the world, because the pasuk states, v'nasin hakesef akamlei. However, ubehedyit loy kana ad sheyimshech. If a hedyit pays money for an animal, the animal is not acquired until he performs mashicha, because regarding metatlin, mois ain't kindness. The Mishnah continues, if a person pledges an item to Hektish, the kinyan is effective immediately as if he had actually handed the item to a hedyit. As the Brice elaborates, if a person states this cow shall become a carbon oilo or this house shall become Hektish, it is acquired by Hektish immediately. However, if he states that the item shall be given to a hedyit, it's not acquired until the recipient makes a meshicha on the cow or a chazaka in the house. The Gemara cites a brice that elaborates on the Mishnah's first halacha. Mashrei b'mana. If Hektish sold an item to a hedyit for 100 zuz, and the lekeach made a meshicha, v'lehispik lefdoisei ad she'amid b'mesayim, leisin mesayim. If before he paid money, the price went up, the hedyit pays the higher price, because the sale was not yet final, since the kinyan of Hektish is only with kesef, but not with meshicha. However, mashchei b'masayim, v'lehispik lefdoisei ad she'amid b'mana, noisin mesayim. If he made a meshicha at an agreed price of 200 zuz, and before he paid the price went down, the hedyit still pays the higher price, because lo yehi koyich hedyit chamim mehektish. Hektish cannot be treated worse than the hedyit for whom meshicha is a final kinyan. Pedoi b'masayim, if Hektish sold an item to a hedyit for 200 zuz, and lekeach paid, v'lehispik lemashchei ad she'amid b'mana, noisin mesayim. If before he performed Meshicha, the price went down, the hedyit stays with the higher price because the sale was already final since the kinyan of Hektish is with Kesef. However, Padoi b'mana, v'lehispik l'moshchei ad she'amid b'mesayim, masha padu padoi ve'ein noisin elamana. If he paid 100 zuz, and before he performed Meshicha, the price went up, the hedyit does not pay the higher price, and we do not say lo yehi koyich hedyit chamim mehektish, because atu hedyit lav b'misha parakoi. Even regarding a hedyit, a kinyan kesef is somewhat final, and that the one who retracts may be cursed with a mishapara.